Well, I've made indications that I'm only going to support it under very restrictive terms. And those terms are that Sarasota County taxpayers have pretty much nothing on the line, that all of the money comes from tourist tax, and that the county has no obligation whatsoever to be responsible for cost overruns for stadium construction, any sort of maintenance and operation deficits that come up in the future years. Sarasota County taxpayers cannot be on the hook for those, and also that Sarasota County taxpayers have absolutely no liability or responsibility for the bond repayments.
Another county commissioner, Nora Patterson, has also expressed some doubts about approving the deal. If two commissioners vote nay, Sarasotans will not get the chance to vote on whether they approve using taxpayer funds to help build the complex, and that could kill any deal for a refurbished home for the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. Rumors are rife that the Reds would then look strongly at going to Arizona for a new spring training home. But Commissioner Thaxton says he's not feeling any heat about it.
No more pressure than you feel any day when you work with these issues. My point of view was this. This is a facility that does have the ability to generate tourism and tourism revenues. I don't think anybody debates that. There's a great deal of debate about the numbers. So what I did was I took the most conservative numbers possibly imagined and then cut them in half. And I used that as a potential revenue source that would come to Sarasota County as a result of having this facility built here, new revenue sources from tourism. And then I backed that number in to the tourist tax, and that's how I justified spending only tourist tax on a facility that would generate tourist dollars. And that, for me, was a very legitimate business plan. Had this facility involved any general fund revenues, any general fund obligations, or any real estate or other assets that belong to the Sarasota County taxpayers, I would have never supported it.
Sarasota County has already finished working on next fiscal year's budget, and Commissioner John Thaxton says the bad news for residents there is they may not see any decrease in their property taxes.
The reason is because the legislators failed to recognize that county commissioners only control a small portion of property tax revenues. Sarasota County, for instance, I only control about 20% of the total property tax bill or total property tax revenue. The majority of it goes to your schools. A great deal of it goes to sheriff, municipal hospitals, water management districts, and things like that. But most of the burden for the cost cuts were placed on local county commission budgets. So it's difficult only controlling 20% of the budget to make the promises that the state made whole. It just mathematically really can't be done. We did it. We made the budget cuts, and each person in Sarasota County will see approximately a $55 reduction for every $200,000 of assessed value. However, due to the class size requirements that are going to cause increases to the school budgets that are, again, controlled by your state legislature, the chances are in Sarasota County that those school budget increases will wipe out the majority of the budget decreases that were required of the state legislature.